I'm just going to leave this here.
Reuben, darling, good morning. I've got you some lunch.
Hey there, doll. It sounds like the house is coming down. What happened?
Gosh, that girl really likes beating a dead horse. Anyways, I missed you.
You were only down there for 30 minutes at the most.
Oh, don't pick on me. You were gone for days. Where am I supposed to get my loving from?
Well, I don't know, hun. You know it wasn't on purpose.
I know. Those dreadful neighbors got to you before I could sweep you off your feet.
I'm not some blushing bride. I'm a man who's more than capable of taking care of himself.
Oh, hush. If that were so, you wouldn't have been taken in the first place.
Maybe. Doll, please just leave it.
I will not. If those slimy little buggers did anything to you, I mean... Gosh, Reuben, my heart just couldn't take it. All alone. That means that it must have been dreadful.
Oh, Christ on a cracker. Don't start with the water work, woman. It's bad enough that Edwin's crying wolf because I went for a walk.
Reuben!
What? It's true, sweetheart. You and that old-timer have been nothing but loons since I returned. It's time I said something about it.
What happened to you out there? You were conspiring out there, weren't you? You talked with respect.
The bell? I've been bewitched or thralled. Other men would have been taken if it was a scope.
Reuben, you are being distasteful, arrogant. If we let this fester, you'll only fall further. I won't lose you like Daddy lost Rosalind. It breaks my heart hearing you admit to this devilishness, this evil. The neighbors are smart. Smarter. If we play into their hands, I could lose you. Lose my husband. Lose my dignity as a woman. What is a woman without a husband? I'd be nothing but a husky. A broken down beauty with only the fantasy of a husband to cling to.
Will it put your frazzled mind at ease if I went to listen to the bells at least?
It would.
Then we'll go the day after tomorrow. I just need one night in my own bed, with my own sheets, next to my wife.
You mean that?
Of course. Whatever makes you happy.
Oh, thank you, Reuben. Such a devoted husband. Reminds me of our first years together. Don't you remember how great they were? You were like a puppy licking my heels. Always there for me. Always listening. You never fussed. I love you, darling.
I love you too, Maeve. Now let's have supper.
You break the bread tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
She doesn't find it here.
Oh, you naughty boy! Who yapped you that? Oh, 'twas me. How silly you kept that for all the time.
A suitcase?
Doing an overview of info tonight. When I return from my trip to the library, I can only hope that this recording will shed some light on the situation. Is Reuben safe?
Most certainly not.
What are these people hiding?
They've been suspicious gypsies, and yet they hate play of either MC or Sheen, and Josh not with them.
How can I more expressly figure out who the culprit is? But not being able to talk with Reuben is the most challenging element.
Such a bonded little brain. I need in my 500th year of life, Vahnet. You're not worth me thinking.
I'll go out tonight. I've spotted Lottie going out each night with some bags. I need to ask her what happened when she found Reuben. Should I bring these?
By my command, come to the beefield. Come ye beam, ye lambor. If ye enter into my fort, ya, or even if ye are, we are much ass. But dearps, as we say, I'll bearish never. Aye, that is the answer. There we notice it. We shall play, and ye with some, and vain shall be victory. Whether ye consent to.
Yes, I might as well. I'll be at the library anyways. Might as well return the books Maeve gave me.
You just don't quite seem to stop putting your nose in other people's business.
I'm working, Mr. Hagen. If you please.
Well, I do believe you're trifling with business that isn't even of this world.
I beg your pardon? I've been nothing but couth, nothing but polite in this town, to its people, since I got here last
year. Then act like it. I hate to admit this, but you are the only one who takes so long and goes so far in these woods. Doing a job no lady should be doing.
It's the art of photography. I would say this is the perfect job for a lady.
Then you would be willing to accept the consequences.
Consequences? For
consequences for luring Reuben away, and Rosalind. That sweet young girl should never have been taken.
Y'all were the ones to kill her. Putting her in a box, burying her 6 feet under? Y'all killed her. I kept my mouth shut for so many months, and now you want me to do it again? I am at my wit's end, and Lord help me when it runs out, and I will call the police.
That is enough, Adia. We are a community. I have seen it before. Letting one of these scoundrels run
away. Then keep it away from me. All I want is to take my photographs and go home, but you keep putting wrenches in my daily schedule with this nonsense.
That's enough, crazy talk. The town knows it was you who took them.
It was not. You are just throwing your weight around as the eldest in the town, claiming you know anything. My second home is in these woods.
Fairy, creature, monster, you admit.
You are insane! What normal human being would start a witch hunt like this? Causing a fuss and killing people because they spend a little time in nature?
Lying animals. It's time you come home.
I saw it. I must not have seen it properly. I left this here. But it was, honest to God, the most gruesome thing I have ever laid my eyes on in this line of work. He killed her, and oh Lord Almighty on the cross, it's still there, half eaten by something or other. I can see bones and red flesh.
Free for me a morsel of flesh to satiate my growing hunger.
Already phone the police. They'll come. Come and drag these crooks, gangsters, villains. How could this have happened? I can't take my eyes away. Such a gory demise, and God rest her soul. Edwin, that coward, drew a gun on her. They want to stop me from finding what brings ruin to their town. By my hands, I will find it.
Analysis of tape number 3. This evidence is integral to our ongoing initiative to uncover the truth behind what lies in wait. For subsequent briefings, please await the recovery and analysis of tape number 4, found on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and many more. Stay informed by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky at @whatliesinwait_a_alpha.d_delta. To share your insights, please use our secure contact email, whatliesinwait@gmail.com. Eloise McRae and Crocus is voiced by Madison Mastarelli. Maeve Casey is voiced by B. Whipper. Reuben Casey is voiced by Brian Parker. Edwin O'Hagan is voiced by Cameron Driggers. And Lottie Maloney is voiced by Jasmine Sola. What Lies in Wait is produced by Arch Pingle and Evianca Robinson. Written by Arch Pingle. Casted by Kelly Tanner. Scheduled and managed by Evianca Robinson. Promoted by Jared Coles. Engineered by June Ogden. This episode was produced by June Ogden. Your engagement is vital to our continued pursuit of the truth. Until the next briefing, ensure the operational security of these confidential files.